Oxford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life. The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment, and anyone can get infected. The death rate is as high as 30%.
Like, I know they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, but it's like airdropping it from a black helicopter?
The GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving and some very exciting ones in the pipeline, because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple of years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. See, that's a 3 million right there. 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever.
According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bite. It was Science Magazine that coined the phrase, flying syringes.
You think they can't make you take a shot? They're going to bring troops to your door? No, they're going to send mosquitoes to your backyard when you're watering the elephant ears or when you're getting the groceries out of the back of the car.
I got an article from NPR citing a study, and there's multiple other studies. They can use mosquitoes. What they've done is they call them flying syringes, right? So they genetically modify these mosquitoes. They bite you, and when a mosquito bites you, well, the stuff that they put back into you can act as a vaccine. There you go. NPR. They've got these mosquitoes that can vaccinate you against malaria. So what they do is they take these mosquitoes and they bioengineer them and they say, well, listen, these mosquitoes that we've bioengineered have malaria, but it can't make you sick. Right, they've edited it in a way where
just
that
like he does with the number one cause in the world is Bill Gates's polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio. Guys, put up Reuters for him. Is that where you're going with this?
That's exactly where I'm going with it.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these four people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem reaction solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates has become an American pariah, following his hand in the rollout of COVID vaccines that continue to injure and kill millions of Americans, a scourge upon humanity due to his buyout of American farmland in favor of Chinese infiltration, GMO crops, and livestock. Bill Gates is an awful person and shouldn't be in charge of anything supposedly benefiting humanity.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
95 high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Monday, August 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, this Monday morning. What a weekend it has been. My goodness. A real roller coaster of a couple days. Obviously, Friday, the big story was RFK dropping out and endorsing Donald Trump, a story which Alex Jones broke Wednesday evening, or it must have been Tuesday evening, right? Because it was the night I was in here for the DNC. Yeah, and Alex came in and said, I have it on exclusive information. RFK Jr. will be dropping out on Friday and joining Trump's campaign. Never, perhaps never has our motto, Tomorrow's News Today, been more applicable than appropriate. Yes, we are Tomorrow's News Today. So yes, that was confirmed, and what a powerful move that was. And it's in line with a major shift going on across the country. We're seeing the Democratic Party possibly in its death throes right now, which isn't borne out apparently by the polls. Apparently the polls show Kamala is winning in swing states, which is scary. It's very scary. In fact, we have a lot of scary stuff to talk about, but we're also going to be showing you a bunch of videos of even, you know, Democrat stalwarts can't quite come to terms with the modern Democratic Party. And there's a major shift away from the corporatocracy and into freedom once again, and Democrats joining the MAGA movement, or at least recognizing what a ridiculous farce the Democratic Party is. RFK gave a very powerful speech about this. I was sort of blown away by it. And you gotta, I don't know. I mean, honestly, his voice, like if his voice wasn't, you know, messed up, like he would already be president. And it sucks. It sucks that that's the case. And it's amazing. And like, you know, he's got this gravelly voice because of an injury or, you know, a medical condition. And it's like, even with this handicap, he's an incredibly powerful speaker. So it's like a dude in a wheelchair with, like, you know, scoring 100 points during a basketball game. It's like, can you imagine if he didn't have this handicap? Because it really is an incredibly powerful and impactful speech. And it's different. You know, we can talk about this stuff. We know all of this stuff. But then you get a new sort of point of view perspective on it. And it hits a little bit different. It's kind of like when you watch the UK riots and what's going on there. And it's like, we know that, like, okay, the migrants are being used to create problems. And then they're going to, you know, use the police to clamp down on the pushback. Like, we know this obvious. But then you, like, when you see dudes in ski masks with machetes wandering around and the police standing by, just watching them do it, and then slamming a 50-year-old woman to the ground and arresting her for waving a sign, it's like, it hits different. It's different knowing what's going to happen and understanding what the plan is, and then seeing it in fruition hits very different. It's very different talking about the Democrats from an outside perspective and going, they're all censorious NPC scumbag idiot moron. You know, the words that apply to these people. It's different than when you hear somebody who is a lifelong Democrat, whose family are possibly the paramount, the paragons, the ultimate Democrats America has ever put forth. And when you see this guy talk about the way that his campaign was destroyed and all of the work that went into it and the way it was shut down by the legal process and just all it hits different. It really does hit different. And you see from a new angle this monolithic, heartless, shadowy, invisible force that is just evil beyond description. It really is something. And I think maybe, like, I have so many clips of this speech, the whole, I want to just play the whole thing. The whole thing's like 25 minutes long. It's all so good. So maybe we'll do the Daily Dispatch, and then when we get back on the other side, we'll just go to this video and get, you know, go to the speech and get to as much of it as possible. Because again, you know, he had some great bits that we can go to later, little segments of the speech where he's talking about 120 years ago, obese people were sent to live in the circus. It's like, oh, yeah, spicy, some spicy material coming out of the speech. So we'll go to some of those clips. But really just sitting back and hearing the narrative, hearing the story, the timeline of this perfectly viable, you know, great candidate being destroyed by these infinitely powerful, infinitely well-financed forces of the Democratic Party destroying him. It hits different, and it's worth listening to as much as possible. So we'll do your Daily Dispatch. We'll get to the RFK speech from last Friday. Of course, it was brought out on stage. Really incredible stuff. We also have the arrest of the Telegram CEO that we need to talk about, which falls in line with a series of other arrests. We also have, well, the outcome of Anthony Blinken's last-ditch effort to bring peace in the Middle East, and it is a massive escalation on every front. Big surprise. Also, escalations in Ukraine and Russia. Biden, meanwhile, taking another 9-day vacation to Delaware today. Seriously. Seriously. Prompting Donald Trump to tweet out, who actually is negotiating in the Middle East right now? Who's actually in charge? Basically, Joe Biden dropped out. Like, is he alive? Do we know where he is? Has anybody seen him? Has he done anything? Like, just because you're not running for president again doesn't mean you're not president right now. You still have to actually be the president. So we'll get into all of this chaos, nonsense, and absurdity coming up. We'll also tell you how to protect your Telegram app from being deleted by Apple, because this is one of the things Apple does. It'll go in and delete your apps if they don't comply with their censorship requirements. So there's rumors that that's going to happen, and there's an easy fix if you have an iPhone to go in and stop that from potentially happening. We'll show you how to do that in just a little bit and get into all of this incredible news and show you a lot of it. I have over 100 videos to show today. 100 videos. I'm not going to get to a tenth of them, trust me. But we'll get to the best ones. And just know, this weekend was so jam-packed with news, I literally could play 1 minute of every video and for this entire show and still have like an hour left over at the end. We're not going to do that. We are going to go to some of the videos, some of the more important ones, in just a little bit. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 26th of August. Hold on, what? Matt just told me there are no videos in the video folder? I dropped in 100 videos. Where did they go? All right, we'll have to figure that out. We'll figure that out after the Daily Dispatch, because that doesn't make any sense. I'm very confused. Okay. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. After Iran steals sensitive Israeli data, Israel tries to censor the internet. Anti-Israeli hackers stole troves of sensitive Israeli data and are now publishing gigabytes of secret and classified information. Unable to stop the hacks, Israel is waging a futile war against the leaks. A few months ago, foreign hackers managed to break into a computer linked to Israel's Justice Ministry. Tens of thousands of classified files and sensitive emails were leaked. Links allowing anyone to download the breached files were published on Telegram, the popular instant messaging app, which might have a little something to do with our next story. Telegram messaging app CEO Durov arrested in France. Pavel Durov, the Russian-born billionaire founder and owner of the Telegram messaging app, was arrested at Le Bourget Airport outside Paris shortly after landing on a private jet late on Saturday and placed in custody, three sources told Reuters. The arrest of the 39-year-old technology billionaire prompted on Sunday a warning from Moscow to Paris that he should be accorded his rights and criticism from ex-owner Elon Musk, who said that free speech in Europe was under attack. There's no official confirmation from France of the arrest, but two French police sources and one Russian source who spoke on the condition of anonymity say that Durov was arrested shortly after arriving Le Bourget Airport on a private jet from Azerbaijan. One of the two French police sources said that ahead of the jet's arrival, police had spotted he was on the passenger list and moved to arrest him because he was the subject of an arrest warrant in France. Telegram abides by EU laws, including the Digital Services Act. Its moderation is within industry standards and constantly improving, Telegram said in a statement on the arrest. He travels frequently in Europe. He actually fled Russia previously under threat that the Russian government would want to, you know, take over Telegram for themselves. He fled Russia and has now been arrested by the democracy, France. This is a major escalation in the continuing war on free speech around the world, and it's just the latest in a series of arrests, including Mega Uploads, Kim.com, Andrew Tate, and his brother. All of these happening very shortly after criticism of, or in the case of Telegram, interaction with hacked material from State of Israel, and we wonder how much they are helping to orchestrate this full-fledged destruction of free speech and internet freedom around the world. We'll get back into that. Meanwhile, Israel and Hezbollah in major missile exchange as escalation fears grow. Hezbollah launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel early on Sunday as Israel's military said it struck Lebanon with around 100 jets to thwart a larger attack in one of the biggest clashes in more than 10 months of border warfare. Missiles were visible, curling up through the dawn sky, dark vapor trails behind them as an air raid siren sounded in Israel and a distant blast lit the horizon while smoke rose over houses in Qayyum in southern Lebanon. So basically, Israel launched a preemptive attack at Lebanon using over 100 aircraft, bombed potentially thousands of supposed Hezbollah positions. Hezbollah responded with a missile attack in Israel. This, of course, comes at the heels of the visit from Anthony Blinken, who went last Friday to get some sort of last-ditch ceasefire deal to prevent escalation, followed, of course, by immediate and profound escalation, because of course it did. And again, we'll get back into this a little bit later, but it is all right. We'll get back into it later. There's a lot of stuff to say about that. Meanwhile, how's this for just everything you would expect it to be? How's this for the headline of the modern world? Knife attack at Germany's Festival of Diversity kills three, wounds others. German police on Saturday were searching for an unknown assailant who killed three people and wounded seven in a stabbing attack late Friday on the first day of a three-day Festival of Diversity in the western city of Solingen. The public prosecutor told a news conference that the terrorist motive has not been ruled out. And since then, yes, they've found the guy who did it. He was, in fact, a refugee. They raided him at a refugee camp. ISIS has taken credit for this attack. And, hey, look, you wanted diversity. Boy, you got it. Attend a diversity festival. Get stabbed. Is there anything more appropriate? Finally, we have this. Washington, D.C. family loses custody of their autistic son, 16 years old, after refusing to let him transition to a girl. A military family who lost custody of their autistic son after they refused to transition his gender are suing a major D.C. hospital. The family said their boy had never shown any desire to become a girl until at 16 he was hospitalized for self-harming after a bitter breakup with his girlfriend in 2021. Staff at the Children's National Hospital informed the family that he wanted to be female and should be referred to using she, her pronouns going forward, the suit claimed. They said, no, we're not going to do that. Their son is impressionable due to being autistic. And they accused the hospital of starting a full-on campaign to transgender this child and accused staff of mentally reprogramming their son, who had been forced to write letters to his friends disavowing his previous male identity. State-enforced homosexuality. They'll tell you that it's a crazy right-wing conspiracy theory, mis- and disinformation, bigoted, hateful lie to say that little kids are being transitioned and being given transgender confirmation surgery at hospitals at the same time that they take your 16-year-old away after the hospital tried to change his gender. Crazy, just absolutely crazy. Possibly the craziest part is like what a difficult situation these people were in before the liberals decided to step in and be heroes. Right? You've got a guy who's clearly very autistic, has a bad breakup, actually either tries to commit suicide or does some sort of other, you know, self-harm action. These parents probably tearing themselves up, like desperate to try to figure out how to help their kid. They do what they think is the right thing, send him to the hospital after this self-harming incident. And as they're, you know, thrown into this chaos and maelstrom and trying to figure out what to do for their, you know, mentally handicapped, obviously very depressed, suicidal young teenage son, here come the liberals to just make everything worse in 100 different ways, eventually ending up with the kid being taken by the state from them and probably forcibly transitioned, like they probably being given to some transgender, you know, mentor to guide him through the process that they introduced to him following his suicide attempt. Just absolute madness. Just inexplicable, never-ending madness. It just goes on and on, and we'll get to all of it. That's your Daily Dispatch. I put in like 100 videos today, but the crew's telling me there are none, which is very surprising. I see them all here in the folder. Do we have the RFK speech? Because that is the one that I want to go to. Are we really not seeing any videos still? I'm in American Journal, August 8, 26. Yeah, I'm on the right server. Interesting. Oh, you know what? Breaking news here, guys. It was totally my fault, and I messed up completely, and I did it totally wrong. So, of course, you don't have any videos. All right, I'm dropping in one now. I put it in the completely wrong folder. Thank you, crew, for calling that out. So while I transfer 100 videos for today's show, I hope that you can support us by going to InfoWars Store and keeping this crew fed and making up for my mistakes. InfoWarsStore.com, of course, keeps us on the air and in the fight. And not that we need it, not that we would be doing anything else over the weekend, but just know the job never ends for us, and we are continually gathering, collating, trying to make sense of the infinite data coming across the airwaves. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air, in the fight, and getting better and better every day. And I really just wish they never attacked us like they did. And I just can't wait. I can't wait for these shackles to fully be off and for us to really get back to, you know, going to the DNC, doing things like that. I have a lot of videos of people from the DNC. This guy came out with a 20-minute video just trolling everybody at the DNC in the most brilliant way possible. I'll show you a couple clips of it later. It really just made me jealous. Just made me think like, one day we will return to our rightful place at the heart of political chaos. Until then, make sure we survive to that inevitability. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. Now let's go to this RFK speech. Again, the story he tells is a terrifying one of an invisible, incredibly powerful, nefarious force pulling strings behind the scenes to crush any opposition or threat to the two-party duopoly. Here is RFK last Friday.
16 months ago, in April of 2023, I launched my campaign for President of the United States.
I began this journey as a Democrat, the party of my father, my uncle, the party which I pledged my own allegiance to long before I was old enough to vote. I attended my first Democratic convention at the age of six in 1960. And back then, the Democrats were the champions of the Constitution, of civil rights. The Democrats stood against authoritarianism, against censorship, against colonialism, imperialism, and unjust wars. We were the party of labor, of the working class. The Democrats were the party of government transparency and the champion of the environment. Our party was the bulwark against big money interests and corporate power. True to its name, it was the party of democracy. As you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. When it abandoned democracy by canceling the primary to conceal the cognitive decline of the sitting president, I left the party to run as an independent. The mainstream of American politics and journalism derided my decision. Conventional wisdom said that it would be impossible even to get on the ballot as an independent because each state poses an insurmountable tangle of arbitrary rules for collecting signatures. I would need over a million signatures, something no presidential candidate in history had ever achieved. And then I'd need a team of attorneys and millions of dollars to handle all the legal challenges from the DNC. The naysayers told us that we were climbing a glass version of Mount Impossible. So the first thing I want to tell you is that we proved them wrong. We did it because beneath the radar of mainstream media organs, we inspired a massive independent political movement. More than 100,000 volunteers sprang into action, hopeful that they could reverse our nation's decline. Many worked 10-hour days, sometimes in blizzards and blazing heat. They sacrificed family time, personal commitments, and sleep month after month, energized by a shared vision of a nation healed of its divisions. They set up tables at churches and farmers' markets. They canvassed door to door. In Utah and in New Hampshire, volunteers collected signatures in snowstorms, convincing each supporter to stop in the frigid cold, to take off their gloves, and to sign legibly. During a heat wave in Nevada, I met a tall, athletic volunteer who cheerfully told me that he had lost 25 pounds collecting signatures in 117-degree heat. To finance this effort, young Americans donated their lunch money, and senior citizens gave up their part of their Social Security checks. Our 50-state organization.
This again was RFK's speech on Friday, where he announced he was dropping out and endorsing Donald Trump, and indeed joining his campaign, actively campaigning with Trump. Video on Infowars.com. We'll show you some more highlights from that a little bit later. But it's Democrats' own fault. They're destroying themselves.
I talk a lot about the great successes Infowars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hello. Billy Don Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. We're going to continue to talk about the tidal shift that is taking place and really became evident over the weekend with RFK Jr. dropping out, closing his presidential campaign and joining forces with President Donald Trump. There's a lot to say about this. Not only does RFK's experience highlight the shadowy forces that are dictating the Democratic Party right now, but he's forcing into people's awareness the dangers of seed oils and a number of other very important topics. But also, I'm seeing a lot of RFK Jr. supporters reaching out to Trump supporters and going, huh, what do we do here? Because, you know, RFK endorsed Trump and now my family hates me. How do you guys deal with this? Asking for advice on how to, you know, deal with the endless lies of the media, with all of the stuff that Trump supporters have been subjected to for the past 8 years. And so we'll give some advice on that. We'll give you some tips on how to deal with this. Welcome. Welcome to the good side. Welcome to the red pill, the based side. It's very fun, but you're hated by a bunch of idiots, which is also fun, but can be frustrating. So we'll help you deal with all that. It really is. It really is interesting. It really is interesting, the political dynamics at play right now. I want to go back to this speech from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because, again, this if there's any justice in the world, if America continues to exist in any real form in the future, this speech will go down in history as a major turning point to get us away from the corporate-controlled two-party system and towards something more free. Let's go again to Robert F. Kennedy. This is clip number 24. Here's him just eviscerating the Democratic Party. Let's watch.
In the name of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth. The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail. It ran a sham primary that was rigged to prevent any serious challenge to President Biden. Then, when a predictably bungled debate performance precipitated the palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days. This is profoundly undemocratic. How are people to choose when they don't know whom they are choosing? And how can this look to the rest of the world? My father and my uncle were always conscious of America's image abroad because of our nation's role as the template for democracy, the role model for democratic processes, and the leader of the free world. Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing.
Yeah, based on literally nothing. Again, I just want to play this whole speech. The whole thing is amazing, but I don't know. I don't know if it's as impactful as everybody else, but there's something to me about this speech and the way that he described not just the effort that went into, you know, getting him on the ballot. That sounds so classic, so American, right? This, like, you know, not supported by the mainstream, roadblocks put up at every pass, but the activism of the American people, you know, just regular citizens donating their time, collecting signatures. This really is what democracy is supposed to be about. What a brilliant expression of the American electoral process, only to have it stolen from him. And again, just more and more roadblocks, more and more obstacles, more and more extremely well-funded lawsuits to keep him out. And you just get this sense of, you know, RFK Jr. as this, like, literal throwback to, like, the 1960s, obviously with his family associations. And you just picture the classic, you know, Americana of the Kennedy clan and doing it the right way, trying to get signatures, trying to create a grassroots movement, only to be superseded and overcome and usurped by somebody. I mean, we don't even know their names, just like shadowy figures, just giant piles of money dictating the electoral process. It's kind of scary, actually, knowing how effectively they can pull this off. So I'll show one more clip here of RFK Jr., and then we'll talk a little bit more about the implications of all of this and how this is reflected in the wider discrediting of the Democratic Party and the disillusionment of Democratic voters. Let's go to clip number 20 here. Here's RFK Jr. talking about how this, to him, is a spiritual journey. Let's watch.
This is a spiritual journey for me. I reached my decision through deep prayer, through hard-nosed logic, and I asked myself, what choices must I make to maximize my chances to save America's children and restore national health? I felt that if I refused this opportunity, I would not be able to look myself in the mirror, knowing that I could have saved lives of countless children and reversed this country's chronic disease epidemic. I'm 70 years old. I may have a decade to be effective. I can't imagine that President Harris would allow me or anyone to solve these dire problems. After 8 years of President Harris, any opportunity for me to fix the problem will be out of my reach forever. President Trump has told me that he wants this to be his legacy. I'm choosing to believe that this time he will follow through. His son, his biggest donors, his closest friends, and all support this objective. My joining the Trump campaign will be a difficult sacrifice for my wife and children, but worthwhile if there's even a small chance of saving these kids. Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country and our children is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other. That's why I launched my campaign, to unify America. My dad and uncle made such an enduring mark on the character of our nation, not so much because of any particular policies that they promoted, but because they were able to inspire profound love for our country and to fortify our sense of ourselves as a national community held together by ideals. They were able to put their love into the intentions and hearts of ordinary Americans and to unify a national populist movement of Americans, blacks and whites.
Yes, folks, it's unity across the board. Again, just an incredibly powerful movement. And, whether this is, whether RFK sort of opened up people's minds to the possibility of not hating Trump or whether this is just in line with a wider movement, it's really incredible. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitrique Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitrique Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitrique Boost now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com and band.video are the links that I hope you share. I hope you get this information out. And we're going to talk about the arrest of the Telegram CEO as a major story. We're going to talk about what's happening in the Middle East, all of that still to come. But there's a major sea change happening in politics right now in a very positive direction, with people finally waking up to the reality that we've been yelling at them for literally decades. And I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's just gone so far that decent people finally can't close their eyes to it. If just, you know, the Kamala debacle, the DNC and the appointing her without ever taking a vote, like maybe that's just the straw that's breaking the camel's back across America. Maybe RFK is opening the door to some of these people breaking free, excuse me, of the plantation, the Democrat plantation. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly happening across the board here. So I got a bunch of videos to show you to illustrate this, and we'll start with one that went totally viral over the weekend, posted with the title, "Beautifully Said from an Insider, People Are Waking Up." Here's a woman who has voted for and worked for and volunteered for Democrats her entire life, and after attending the DNC this year, realized that the illusion has been shattered, and she wants nothing to do with whatever this new thing is, because it ain't the Democratic Party, it's something else. Let's go now to clip number three.
First got into politics, I thought that Democrats were the party of the people. And at the DNC this week, I felt like I was in a building with the most elite and out-of-touch people in the entire world. It very much felt like, let's just have a huge party and forget all of our problems because the vibes are brat. When I was there, I didn't feel any connection to real America or the place that I come from, which is the Midwest, Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. I didn't feel any connection to the people that I know right now who are struggling to buy their groceries or to pay their rent. The people who want to know what both candidates are going to do to materially affect change in their lives. And when I was there listening to the speeches, I felt myself feeling mad because I didn't hear anything about the economy. Definitely not in Kamala's speech and not very much in the others as well. Instead, I heard generic platitudes, things like joy and respect and integrity, and what does that even mean? let's make the military the most lethal in the world. I thought I was part of the anti-war party. I thought I was part of the party that fought for the underdog, that championed working people. When and how did we just become the party of academia and affluence? Because that's what we are right now. How can we ever say that we're going to fight corporate power or give a voice back to those communities that have been left behind when above the delegates on the floor and levels and rings of suites with donors and corporations that we're literally looking down on the people below from above? That's what Chris Cuomo said, and he is absolutely right. You know, I went to the DNC this year hoping that I would feel reconnected to the Democratic Party, that I would have more of a sense of understanding of Kamala and her candidacy and what she stood for. But instead, I ended up leaving and feeling the opposite, more disconnected and alone than ever. And I don't think I can support Kamala Harris for president. I don't even know if I can call myself a Democrat anymore. I don't know who I'm going to be supporting, but I know it's not her. And for once, I'm not afraid to say it.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible stuff. And again, she's not the only one. How about Democratic jester Jon Stewart? Even he couldn't ignore the blatant hypocrisy and just totally out of touch, incoherent messaging of the DNC. Let's go now to clip number six. Here's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show saying what everybody else has known forever. Let's watch.
They had a guy yelling, "Screw the billionaires," followed immediately by a very happy billionaire. It's all okay if it's our billionaire. Yale and a bunch of people who went to Yale. The Democrats had people who prosecuted sexual predators and
it's a picture of Bill Clinton. Yeah, good for Jon Stewart. Good for Jon Stewart pointing out the obvious. Thank you. And thank you for that. Again, maybe we'll take your calls on this in the last hour. Because I hope I'm not just seeing something that's not here. Because I'm seeing a lot of this. I'm seeing a lot of evidence of people, lifelong Democrats, publicly, you know, made their career on being a Democrat. And they're all being disillusioned. They're all looking around and going, what is this? What? How did I become a part of this? How is this what we stand for now? And all it takes is people, like that woman said, I'm not afraid to anymore. I'm not afraid to say this anymore. Breaking through the fear, breaking through the contrived limitations of your awareness, and just thinking for yourself. That's what another Democrat here did, clip number 27. This guy's clearly not MAGA, but he sort of forced himself for the first time, even though he's had 10 years of opportunity to do so. For the first time, he actually listened to Donald Trump himself and was shocked at what he saw. Let's go to clip 27.
So I said, let me just get on here real quick because I wanted to tell you about something. I watched this press conference that Donald Trump did today, and I deliberately stayed for the entire thing. I said, let me listen to the whole thing. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, I thought it was actually a very good press conference for him. And it was contrary to what the presentation is that we typically see of a Donald Trump presser or rally. Like he was like, I'd say like 90% of it was just like really on point. Like I don't agree with everything the man says at all. But I can say that he spoke directly to the issues, especially the issues that I care about as not only a black man, but just as a person living in America in this horrible economy, the horrible state that we are in right now. And, you know, what it was kind of different because it was like he was very, like, welcoming. He was reserved. He was he dealt directly with the questions that were asked of him. And he was even, like, welcoming, like, to the press. And so I was like, damn. When he was done, I remember saying to myself, I wonder how the media is going to paint this presser. And like clockwork, the blog sites, like Baller Alert, World Star, The Shade Room, and all of, like, legacy media, they started putting out the hit pieces, boy. They started painting the rally as it's some hate-filled, incoherent psychobabble. And, you know, if you're a person that cares anything about objectivity and just critical thinking, I think we should all be able to agree that we have to dig deeper for ourselves and do our own research in order to find out exactly what's going on. Because as it is right now, we can't trust the media, and we're being spoon-fed our opinions, not only by legacy media, but sadly by the professional managerial class. We have a lot of popular black folks out there who are getting on social media and on the news media, and they're shaming. They're trying to shame you into falling in line. And that's not something I agree with. Now, you could vote for whoever you want to vote for, Democrat, Republican. At the end of the day, I understand that as black people, we're not a monolith. And I would never judge anyone or shame them for what they decide to do with their vote.
Again, folks, you're seeing this message expressed across so many different platforms. I got four more videos, all similar to that. Chicago residents, you know, with the flood of immigrants waking up to the reality of the plan behind all of this and how the American people are being given the short end of the stick in a very real way over and over again. And it's always the same thing that wakes people up. Actual, you know, their personal observance of what previously they had interpreted for them by the media. You actually listen to the press conference, and it's a very different experience than hearing about it talked about later. And breaking through the shame, the fear, the fabricated social pressures to keep you in a box. It's literally as simple as thinking for yourself and doing your own research. Nobody remains a Democrat when they do those two things. And we'll show you the Democrats being mogged on the other side.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
going to stop. It is going to, they're not going to stop before Election Day in November.
Commies gathered in their masses. Evil minds that love abortion, call it healthcare reproduction. In the streets, the flags are burning. American hearts are now deserting, projecting hatred to mankind.
So that's a video from the Dilly meme team. Extremely well done. And again, it's all coming down, folks. The hypocrisy is finally catching up to the Democrats. And frankly, it's becoming more and more embarrassing to be a Democrat. And we'll show you some videos on the other side. We'll stick to politics for a minute. Again, lots of stuff going around in the world. We're going to go to that. But this is... this is huge, and I'll explain why on the other side. We'll show you some chads mogging the DNC in the most hilarious way you can possibly imagine. Followed by the, you know, seriousness of this situation, as you know what happens when the deep state gets desperate. Things start exploding, so we'll give you some very timely warnings on the other side. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. Quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the Democratic Party is in a state of collapse. It might not seem like that from the mainstream media reporting, but that's because, well, they're liars and they're lying about it. And yet all of the signals I'm seeing from your average Democrat is they finally had enough. Finally, they've had enough. I would have thought it would have happened earlier, but hey, some people take more time than others. And I guess we'll have to go to the DNC and see it for themselves. Some people have to see RFK walk away before they're open to the possibility. I thought when they started pushing transgender surgery for children, that would have been sort of across the line. The pornography in elementary schools, they were fine with that too. The obvious, blatant abuse of the justice system to go after not only their primary political opponent in Donald Trump, but also his lawyers and followers, the tyrannical, despotic madness of an unrestrained Democratic Party. Not enough either, but something happened. Something has happened, and people are waking up. Again, just to illustrate this, to ease us back in, we'll go to one more clip here of a former Democrat just being sick of being lied to, finally. Let's go to clip number 14 here with a TikTok user saying, look, Kamala is fake. Stop telling us what you're going to do when you're in office. You're in office right now, idiot. Here.
Kamala Harris is the fakest presidential candidate anyone's ever seen, and I'm going to tell you why. She keeps going off this whole idea that whenever she's president, she wants to do this, or whenever she's president, she wants to do that. Are you not vice president right now? Anything that you say you want to get done could probably get done right now as vice president, but she chooses not to. She deliberately chooses to hold out on the American people, because why would you wait to cap the cost of insulin? Why would you wait to try to bring grocery costs down? Why would you wait to tighten up the border security? Like, all of it's so disingenuous to me, and I genuinely have no idea how so many people are still falling for it.
Yeah, me neither. I think maybe we'll get to that and just say, like, how people are still falling for this. What they're actually thinking. I think we have some evidence of what's going on there. But let's move on from hearing the Democrats finally recognizing what we've all known to be true forever, that the Democrat Party is just a hastily cobbled together collection of liars and freaks, and instead watch some Republicans pretending to be Democrats just mogging them relentlessly. Just brutal, brutal treatment here. That's extremely fun to watch. Let's go to clip 11. This guy put out a 20-minute video, and it's amazing, and he trolled everybody. He's got Cornel West on there. He's got, Jerry Nadler on there agreeing to. Actually, it's a headline today in the New York Post. It's like, Jerry Nadler agrees white men should have a higher tax bracket. And this guy just trolled these people into admitting what they believe by pretending to be one of them, and it really is amazing. But this one, I think, is not just funny, but very insightful as well. Let's go to clip number 11.
Who are the cuties in the Democratic Party that are speaking?
Oh, I don't know. Talk to anyone who lives in D.C. It's hard to find a cute Democrat.
Oh, my God. Shots fired.
No, that's the tea. Ask anyone who lives in D.C. and who works in Democratic politics. It's hard to find a cute one.
The Republican guys are hotter?
Yeah, but they're evil. So, like, I don't know.
We kind of love evil. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm...
You are so bad.
Yeah, sorry, Democratic guys. You heard it there from the horse's mouth. You're all ugly. None of you are even remotely attractive, and it's sort of a secret crisis. It's a crisis in D.C. from all the Democrat floozies looking around and seeing nothing but soy boy beta cucks surrounding them. And I'm not just saying that because of that woman there telling the truth. This is a statistical reality. Young men are leaving the Democratic Party. 2016, 51% of young men identified or leaned to Democrat. As of 2023, this number has dropped to 39%. And there was even a There's a post from Hassan Piker. Hassan Piker, is that his name? Young Turks guy, socialist moron, communist Twitch streamer, where he's complaining about, like, the only people talking to young men are right-wing extremists. If a young man's interested in working out or anything, it's like right-wingers that will co-opt him. And it's like, yeah, because we're not the ones who hate him. Is this that difficult to understand? That your party actively, openly, publicly, like, it's your number one policy is to hate that demographic, young white men, obviously. You hate them and want to destroy them, and we don't. Is it hard to understand whose side is winning this battle? It's frankly amazing. 39% of young men are still on the, every young male interest from gaming, fitness to culture, and self-help is dominated by right-wing, red-pilled, manosphere commentary. They prey on the anxieties and insecurities of vulnerable young men. Don't project onto us what you people do. Nobody's preying on the anxieties. We're actually telling them how to get over it. We're actually helping them to be stronger and more self-confident and not feel like a besieged, guilty, bastardized, deracinated stranger in their own country. Is this really hard to understand? It's not. It's really not hard to understand. And the other, you know, sort of interesting twist to this is that there's a biological reality to it, in that the higher your testosterone, the more likely you are to think for yourself. Quite literally, like specifically, like you think for yourself more. You're more likely to go against the grain, to go against the herd mentality, to speak up, even though it'll be unpopular. And there's a biological reality to this, right? It's the herd mentality. It's the fact that, you know, evolutionarily, if a woman or a child, you know, does something that the tribe doesn't like and gets kicked out, they're dead. They're dead. Survival is predicated on acceptance of the group. So that is the primary concern when they're thinking. So it doesn't consciously happen, but like when determining their worldview, the primary preeminent concern is, what does the tribe think? That's what I think. I have to think what will not get me kicked out of the tribe. Young men, in caveman days, if you got kicked out of the tribe, whatever, you're going to go off on your own. You can kill something to eat. You're going to be fine. It wasn't, you know, quite the impetus, quite the pressure to conform to the wider tribe. Now this manifests in the modern age with, you know, people who are just willing to speak up against lies, being shoved forcibly into the right wing because the left wing is composed entirely of lies. So when, you know, people come out and go, men are girls and, you know, this is transgenderism is the most important thing. And somebody just goes, I don't think this is the most important thing. And this all seems kind of weird to me. It's like you get ejected from the tribe. But, you know, unlike caveman days, the Republicans are here to go, yeah, those people are crazy. Come join us. Get over here quick. Get over here quick. You're accepted amongst us. We love you. Those people are monsters. Thank you for finally realizing it. This is a big issue for Democrats that for some reason, you know, this is like the KKK having a crisis of black recruitment. It's like, well, your entire identity is predicated on hating a specific demographic. Don't be surprised when that demographic doesn't want anything to do with you people. Okay? So here's a young white man, clip number 29, doing what he does best, bucking the crowd and mocking them all to their faces while having a hilarious time doing it. Let's go to clip number 29. Here's a Trump supporter just hanging out by the line to get into the DNC. Let's watch.
At least Trump knows what he's doing, unlike Biden. Biden doesn't even know what day it is of the week. Trump's not locked up. You know who's in jail? Biden's son. At least Trump's sons are successful.
You got Trizzy on?
Oh, what?
Trump? You got Trump on?
It says Trump, not Trizzy. It says Trump. Drake's Drizzy, so Trump's Trizzy. That means Trump's the GOAT. Whoa, you said Trizzy, not Tricky. You voting for Trump this fall? Yes, because you want America to be great again. Oh, yeah, let me guess. It's nice to fill up your car and it costs $60. It's great. Get back on your phone. Okay, little puppy, keep walking. You heard me. I'm so irrelevant, but you're paying so much attention to me. Hey, could I get a Let's Go Trump 2024? Why? I don't even have to. I'll let you walk in there and you'll leave right as Kamala opens her ignorant mouth. I mean, she just gets drunk and stands behind the podium and jabbers a bunch of nonsense. Are you guys voting for Trump? Polite thing to do is respond when someone asks you a question. Yes or no answer. Blast out. Oh, I'm just saying, let's make America great again. Vote for Trump. You listening or are you playing on your phone?
Trying to record you. You are in trouble.
Kamala just stands up there saying a bunch of nonsense. Well, I don't give a shit anymore. I don't care. I don't even care.
Watch her kick his ass on September 10th.
Oh, I'm so scared of her. Nah.
You should be.
I'm not scared of her. I'm not scared of her. You guys tried to take out Trump and failed. How does that feel? Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Only thing more embarrassing is your haircut. I hope they were handing those posters out for free. That's embarrassing. If you don't believe in freedom of speech, then don't tell me to shut up.
America's already great.
Oh, yeah. How is filling up your car at the gas station? So great, right?
Trump wants us back in slavery.
What'd you say?
Trump wants us back in slavery.
That's just some BS nonsense you hear on your news station. Anyone got one reason I should vote for Harris? Same, because I don't have one either. Smart man, bringing his headphones in so he doesn't have to listen to Kamala Harris ramble about some BS he doesn't care about.
You're in the danger zone, buddy.
Danger zone? You guys are soft. Couldn't even take out Trump when you...
Jay the Narrative Destroyer on TikTok. I'm telling you, that's just the way to do it. I don't know. I mean, if these people could wake up because of logical inconsistencies in their own party platform or being, you know, calmly talked off the ledge, like it would have happened by now. Maybe at this point, like, people just need to know if you are buying what the Democrats are selling, everybody is laughing at you because they think you're stupid. Like, it's embarrassing to be a Democrat right now. It really is. Men, women, everybody, they should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed if you're a Democrat. It's pathetic. I mean, who likes being a sucker? Who likes being taken advantage of? Yeah, you people just let it happen over and over. There's this kid going, you're all weak, you're all soft, and none of you are going to do anything. And they're all just like, well, he's right. Well, darn it, he's right. But if we had power, we'd send the jackbooted thugs to stomp on your throat. That's how they really feel. They're all very soft, which is a very dangerous thing if the person who is that soft has actual power and they're not shy about what their intentions are in that regard. Before we get back to, we're going to stay on the political topic. But again, I wonder if this shift that I'm seeing is as big as I think it is, because I really think it's happening to a huge degree. And I wonder if RFK Jr.'s endorsement of Trump is just an aspect of this general shift, or if RFK's position has inspired other people. I know it's inspired at least some people, and they've taken to Twitter to, you know, talk about their experience as RFK supporters. Brian Lipscomb says, I want to apologize to MAGA. I made fun of you for saying that the Democrats cheat in elections. As a Robert Kennedy supporter, I have witnessed it firsthand. The DNC will do anything they can to ruin and destroy not only their opponents, but the fabric of American society. It's United Trump Kennedy versus the commies. 100% apology accepted. Welcome to the team. And that, of course, is the number one response that he's receiving and that all these people are receiving. Laura Loomer, Democrats have destroyed free speech, free and fair elections. I mean, therefore I am. It takes a big man to admit his mistakes. I'm sorry you had to learn this way. Democrats have ruined everything. We'll do anything to stay in power. Welcome. We have a country to save. Health Ranger. Mike Adams, welcome to the tag team that will save America. It's okay you didn't see it earlier. You see it now. And now is the time for us to work together and restore this constitutional republic, including, of course, freedom of speech. Together, we can save America. Nobody's, you know, calling him a communist. Nobody's saying that he has to get down on his knees and beg for forgiveness before we welcome him. Nobody's saying, if you really want to prove, you have to prove it by giving us money, right? That's what you typically get if you're a right winger and you go to the left. It's a humiliation ritual. You have to like cry on. You have to go iDubbbz. You have to go full iDubbbz. You have to marry a hooker and then disavow everyone who ever liked you in the past for some hope, unfulfilled hope of being accepted by the communists that you are now on the side of. It's a terrible process of humiliation and dispossession, degeneration of you as a person. That's not the case with the right wing. When you join the right wing, everybody's just already having a party, and it's like you walk, it's like you're really nervous. You're like, oh, so nervous. You think all the eyes are going to be on you. You're going to some party. You think like it's going to be a big deal, and you walk in, and everybody's just like looked over and is like, ah, that guy's here, and just keeps dancing, right? It's like nobody cares. Nobody cares. Welcome. Yeah, we're glad you're here now. Welcome to the good side. Welcome to the correct team, finally. It's very fun over here, and we get to mog on the people you used to be friends with, but nobody's mad at you. Nobody really cares. It's just kind of exhausting. Waiting for you people to wake up has been exhausting. But now that you're here, we're all very happy for you. Brian Esco on X says, I'm a Kennedy supporter. As you can tell from my pin post, I felt for a few weeks now that I might have to choose between Trump and Harris. The vibe shifted when Harris was tagged in. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I will vote for a Republican for the first time in my life in November, and his name is Donald Trump. I simply cannot support the results of the Biden-Harris administration or the process the Democrats used to select their new candidate. We're not in Kansas anymore. I hope the big guest I have on Monday, prominent progressive thought leader, doesn't cancel on me if and when she sees this post. I wonder if that interview is going to go forward. Now, see, you're leaving the vengeful, spiteful, petulant side who will cancel on you for disagreeing with them even slightly. In fact, I'd be surprised if the person that was supposed to be your guest hasn't started some sort of movement to cancel you completely and get you, kicked off your bank and have hospitals refuse to treat you. They're bad people who are hateful. And this, I hope, will be the eventual outcome of this, is that all of this awakening about the truth about the Democratic Party, the awareness now, accruing to people of what the Democrats are really like, I hope they keep that process going. Keep thinking about what this means, about what these people are able to get away with, about the way the media is so in bed with them and so willing to lie continuously. And what else have they lied about? And how else is this evil that you have now witnessed, how else is it manifest? What else are they lying about? When they claim to be the party of democracy and yet brutally suppress your candidate and install somebody without casting a single vote, that type of just blatant, in-your-face, egregious lie, now that you're aware of it, what else have they been lying about in just that fashion and to just that end? What else are you prepared to wake up to? Because once you start traveling down this rabbit hole, it's very hard to go out. It's very hard to clamber back out again. Not that you'd ever want to. But basically, this is Plato's cave, and you can't go back in anymore. You can't go underground anymore. You can't enjoy the shadow puppet displays anymore because you know what they are, and it all of their platitudes will turn to ash in your mouth. And again, this guy announcing he's a Democrat, he's never liked Republicans, he's voting for Republican for the first time in his life, and he's doing it holding his nose and regretfully, and yet every major political, right-wing account that has responded to him is just happy to see him on Team Freedom. That's what Cat Turd said. Cat Turd, welcome to Team Freedom. Tommy Lauren, good for you for thinking for yourself. Of course, Scott Pressler at The Persistence comes in. Oh, my gosh, are you registered to vote at your current address? Make America Healthy Again, because he's always on the grind. And we love him for it. Ryan Fournier, welcome to the team that will save this country. Again, just open arms, full acceptance. Welcome to reality. We're glad you're here. But then Rose C at Kissy Face N on X has a important question. Question for all of my newfound friends on the right. How do you respond to people who react with profound hate for Trump? My cousin just blew her top over Kennedy's endorsement in the pure vile anger was startling. And I kind of feel bad for him in this regard. We've been in this for decades at this point. We're used to it. But it's going to be shocking for a lot of people. We go, you know, RFK made some really good points, and the Democrats really don't deserve my vote, and they haven't done anything for me, and all these different things I care about piling up on top of it. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just dip my toe in, or maybe I'll just say, you know, I don't disapprove of what RFK Jr. did in switching teams. And boy, are they about to get an important lesson in Democratic tolerance. They'll see. They'll realize very quickly what it's like to be at the receiving end of this. It's kind of a bummer, but at the end of the day, they sort of need to go through this process to realize, again, that the true scale of the evil that we're up against needs to be felt firsthand. My advice... What is my advice? I don't even know. I don't even know what my advice is. I mean, it's just going to happen. You're just going to have to deal with it. That's just the case. My advice is take comfort in knowing that you're right. And it's as simple as that. You know, it's kind of like... I don't know. It's like dealing with children or something. Like, what, you know, what do you do when your 3-year-old is mad at you for some just reason that's utterly inexplicable? That'll happen sometimes, right? Your kid saw ice cream on a billboard and he's mad that you aren't letting him have it. And you're trying to explain to him, it's not real ice. It's a picture of ice cream. I can't give you the picture of it. And he's just yelling at, like, what do you do then? You just go, I'm just going to ignore this for the time. I guess I'm just going to ignore this for now. I can try to explain very patiently what's actually happening. But when that doesn't work, you just got to live your life. You just got to move on. You just got to understand. Yeah, they're going to be mad. They're going to be mad. And that's just how it is. They're going to be mad. They're going to be petulant. They're going to believe lies. And that's just the reality. And that's just the case. And this is as a sort of final note to the RFK transition. RFK said that the FDA receives 50% of their budget from pharma. The FDA came out and said, this is fake news. This is false. We do not receive 50% of our budget from pharma. What a ridiculous lie. It's 47%. Okay? It's 47%, not 50. 50% is fake news. Yeah, it's incredible. And this is the type of stuff I'm glad the Kennedy followers... who were Democrat before, they get to realize what a ridiculous thing most American news media is. They get to enjoy this with us, the absurdity that we all see. So my advice for people who are now hated by their friends and family for supporting RFK Jr., welcome to the good side. Let's laugh at them.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Hello.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a couple more things to talk about in the political realm. I wanted to save this video for kind of its own segment here, because I think it's so important. But then we'll get into what the reaction to this is going to be, which is really the point of all of this. Talking about the massive shift away from the Democrats towards Republicans. The Great Awakening continues unabated. Accelerates. And, of course, we know there's one thing the globalists won't ever do. It's admit defeat or back down even in the slightest. So as they sense, as I do, their power waning, their influence crumbling, they're going to take drastic measures to prevent failure at the ballot box. And we have to warn you of what we think comes next. So I want to go to this video. Clip number 15 is Man on the Street interview. And it's really brilliant. I mean, this woman is able to distill the entire Democrat policy platform into a two-minute video. It's like she is the perfectly trained NPC, unthinking Democratic robot. It's almost admirable. Like, it's... She doesn't bother with the clever rhetoric. She doesn't bother with the, you know, couching these claims in some sort of, you know, call for freedom. She just lays out the Democratic platform in its most visceral reality. And it's incredible. So you could either watch, you know, 10 plus hours of the DNC speech after speech and the way, a different way it's phrased. You could watch weeks worth of MSM, or you can watch this 1 2-minute video. The message is the same. You're getting exactly the same message. Hours and hours of Democratic talking points, or this woman in 2 minutes laying out everything you need to know about the Democrats and what they believe. We may have to play this twice. I'll let it go through all the way the first time, and then we'll revisit what she says. Let's go now to clip number 15. Here is the ultimate, the pinnacle of Democratic voter being interviewed on the street about her position. So let's watch.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala. I like her, and I'm a Democrat.
And why do you like her?
Because she will be a good female president, and I would love to have a good female president for the U.S.
And what do you think she'll do good for our country?
She'll actually help our country more than Donald Trump would do, because she is smart and she's more reliable.
And what do you think are some exact things she'd do?
She'll do lower income and lower taxes.
So she'd lower everyone's income?
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
That is a good thing.
What do you think about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is the worst president in the whole wide world.
How come?
Because he hurt the Capitol building and he started World War III.
He hurt the Capitol building. Yeah, that's about it. That's it. That's the entire, throw in abortion and trans kids, and that's the Democratic platform right there. Summed up completely. Trump bad, because he hurt the Capitol building, and he started World War III. do you even need to get into the detail? Do we need to debunk this piece by piece, or can we just all laugh at her together? Now, she might be not mentally all there. But you can't tell. You can't tell because this is what the Democrats, this is their pitch. This is their, they sort of put in a little bit more clever frame, but not really. Not really. This is the depth of understanding of the average Democratic voter. Kamala good, Trump bad. Trump hurt Capitol building. He hurt it. It's a hurt. They don't understand. They don't know. They don't really care. Kamala smart, Trump dumb. Trump start World War III. Okay. All right. So the opposite of truth. So the opposite of reality expressed in a very elementary way. And that's it. That is the Democrat position. Now, the Democrats are in trouble because while the average voter can sound like that, a total out-of-touch, ignorant moron who repeats talking points that she doesn't fully comprehend with confidence from a mysterious and inadequate source. But their leaders are supposed to be a little bit better than that. People at the top of the ticket are supposed to be able to express these things in a way that is clever and rhetorically manipulative. They're not supposed to say these same things that these people say. That their average voter says. Now, kudos to that woman for actually answering the questions. Usually, if you ask a Democrat to elaborate or to explain why they believe something, they just get mad and start screaming or attacking you or claim that you're attacking them and run away. That's normally how it goes. It can be kind of strange. And you're just like, when they're like, Trump is I've actually had people be like, Trump's on the side of the deep state. Trump is the military industrial complex guys. And you're just like, then why is the CIA and FBI trying to destroy him with the Russia collusion narrative? And they just go like, why? You're just hateful. And they just like start crying and yelling at you. And it's like, okay, whoa. It's a little weird sometimes when you're just having a normal conversation and they suddenly feel like a mouse being chased by a lion. And you're just like, I just asked you to explain what you just said. So good for that woman for actually being able to elaborate on her beliefs, even though they're nonsense. But again, it's fine for the regular average Democratic voter to be so hilariously incompetent. But the people at the top of the ticket are supposed to be more clever than this. But Tim Walz is not up to snuff. Here's him, clip 28. Just coming out and saying what their plan is. This is supposed to be a secret, Tim. You're supposed to love free speech. But he didn't get the message. And this is the ultimate culmination. This is the inevitable outcome of the Democrats' competency crisis at this point. their current leadership is not skilled enough to disguise their nefarious activities, and they just come out and say it. So let's go to clip 28 here. Here's vice presidential candidate Tim Walz saying the First Amendment is no guarantee for free speech. Let's watch.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
So there you go. He gives up the whole play, the whole game plan. First of all, we're not free speech, obviously. And we've got three things we can label your free speech as in order to discredit it and justify our censorship. Misinformation, hate, whatever that means, and our democracy. So again, you're supposed to make this more clever, Tim. You're supposed to make it sound like you're actually, you know, invoking censorship to protect free speech, kind of like how you, you know, destroy democracy to protect it. Like, you're supposed to keep people in a state of confusion where you're arguing against the thing that you're doing. It's a very sophisticated operation they've been running for decades. Now you've got some dumbass like Tim in the seat, and he's just like, free speech is not guaranteed by the First Amendment because hate speech, misinformation, and our democracy. It's like, now you're just giving up the game, dummy. Now we all know what your strategy is. You want to silence people, and you know three things that apparently rhetorically justify the censorship. You can call it misinformation if you don't think it's correct, or you know, they can't prove it's correct. Then you can call it misinformation and censor it that way. If it's correct, but you don't like it, you can call it hate speech. And if neither one of those apply, you can just come up with some sort of vague phrase about the concept formerly known as democracy, and you can just use that as an excuse to censor everybody. See, now we know what your game plan is. It won't work anymore because you're dumb.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda, the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious, and you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks. So no matter where you look online, you see people on the left breaking away from the Democratic Party, looking for the first time for themselves at what Trump says, what his supporters believe, and realizing that they've been fed a steady diet of lies for their entire lives. They're breaking away. The party is in chaos. Obviously, because, you know, look at who they appointed. They didn't allow the election. They didn't allow a primary. I mean, they could have had RFK Jr. as their candidate. Wouldn't that have been a force to contend with? But see, there's poison in their own slop that they're feeding you, right? There's an innate corruption at the heart of their entire belief system that means that this type of outcome is inevitable. It has to break down eventually. The truth cannot be suppressed forever. The illusion cannot be maintained continuously. Eventually, it has to come down. It is a house built on sand. When all of their beliefs go against nature, when all of their policies go against human nature, when their economic policy makes everyone poorer and their foreign policy makes everyone less safe, you can only keep up the pretense that the opposite is true for so long before reality inevitably comes a knocking. So it's going to happen. So then you have to ask the question, why is it that there are supposedly legitimate polls out showing that Kamala Harris is actually in the lead? She's actually doing better than Trump in the swing states. How could that possibly be the case? Well, obviously, the media push for this has been massive. This is a headline from today. Poll, Harris plus 7, Trump backs out of debate, battle over hot mics. Yeah, right. Like Trump, like, why would Trump even be? That makes no sense. But what's that about, right? Is the media really that successful in gaslighting their own people? Is there still really that sizable of a portion of the American population blind to the manipulation and psychopathy of Democrats? Yeah, here's another one. Kamala Harris trails by 22 points in Battleground's big issue, according to a new poll. Yeah, this is kind of the issue. It's like, when you ask about actual policies, nobody likes Kamala Harris. But they've got this idea that, like, she's amazing and everybody needs to vote for her, so they just do. Or the other option is that all of this is a highly orchestrated campaign by the media and the pollsters in order to give the illusion of Kamala Harris doing well, to give credence to the eventual stealing of the election, so that when they steal the election, they can go, but the poll said that she was going to win anyway, so this is just in line with what we thought earlier. This isn't some unexpected, you know, nonsensical outcome, because for months we've been telling you how popular Kamala is, so you should believe this. So we know they're not going to give up. We know they're not going to change. We know they're not going to actually reflect the will of the people or do what's best for America. They're going to cheat. or they're going to start a world war, or they're going to kill Trump and RFK Jr. in an assassination and blame it on Iran to actually fully fledge, you know, fully start World War III. They're going to do something drastic. These people are psychos. Absolute psychos. And that really is the disturbing part. We played the clip in the last segment of Tim Walz saying the First Amendment is no guarantee for free speech as long as we have these three buzzwords we can apply to your thoughts. And while we're, you know, just poking fun at the fact that Tim Walz is not sophisticated enough to disguise his tyrannical, despotic, anti-free speech inclinations, it's not a laughing matter. It's a very serious threat to the foundational freedom of our way of life. So that should be disqualifying from the outset. I have the feeling that, I mean, if you, like, I don't know, but again, you would think that just like having the American people be intelligent would solve this. But like when you have a presidential candidate who's like, hey, your free speech is not guaranteed if I don't like it. You would think people just wouldn't vote for him, but they are. They're still voting for him. No guarantee of free speech. Musk highlights Walz's anti-free speech beliefs. They don't believe in free speech. You have to understand that. People waving around the freedom sign, chanting USA, talking about how they're the party of the liberals. You're like, well, what about free speech? And they're like, no. No, not that, though. No, you can't think for yourself or express yourself in any way. No, that's dangerous. That's hateful or misinformation or a threat to democracy. It's probably one of those. Either way, you have to shut up or the police will come. Which is very troubling, but it's maybe the least troubling thing out of the Democrats when it comes to the election and their response. And they're just doing it at this point. Clip number two is Attorney General Merrick Garland threatening anybody who plans to question the results of the 2024 election. Now, if you have to do this, first of all, it's discrediting on the outset. The election can be stolen. Voter fraud can take place at a scale that can change the outcome of the votes of the overall election. It's incredibly, well, okay. If AG Merrick Garland was like serious or legitimate or honest about literally anything he's saying, if he wasn't a relentless font of disinformation, lies, and a level of smugness that just makes you want to say things on the radio that would get you arrested. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Sorry, I forgot what I was saying. So let's just go to AG Merrick Garland now. And hear what he's saying. I remember what I was saying. If he was legitimate, if he was actually concerned about, you know, a threat to democracy, you'd never say this. You'd never say this. Just like it doesn't matter how secure your building is, you'd never go out, you know, in front of the TV and go, nobody could ever break in. And anybody who says that you can, I'm going to arrest you. Like, you would say, hey, look, we're confident in our policies, but we got to wait for the day of. And if it's shown that some nefarious activity has gone on, we will treat that appropriately. The fact that he's threatening the American people with arrest for questioning the results of the election means he's not operating in good faith, obviously. And probably they plan on stealing the election openly, blatantly, doing it in a way that is obvious to make people question it to then arrest them. It's sort of a newfound formation of the problem reaction solution paradigm that they run with. But we're seeing it evidenced across the world. You know, it's the same sort of idea, right? You bring in the migrants, they commit crimes, then you arrest anybody talking about it. You cheat in the election, you stuff the ballots, you rig the mail-in votes, you make it obvious, you do it in the middle of the night, you swap the votes, you don't have any for Trump, you have 100% for Biden. You do it in such a way that's so obvious, it's so blatant, it's so, you know, inexplicable. Now, when people question it, you say, oh, no, we said it was illegal to question us. Now you're under arrest. It's a very simple plan because then, you know, most people who are complacent and willing to be oppressed. They'll just shut up and accept it. And anybody that is even remotely willing to stand up to you, you can crush them with the weight of the federal government. I hope people aren't falling for this bluff. Let's go now to Merrick Garland, threatening everybody who may potentially question the results of the 2024 election.
I guess as a follow-up on Scott's question, you're sitting in these hearings with prosecutors and judges at the courthouse down the street. They're increasingly expressing concerns about the upcoming transfer of power and the potential danger of another January 6th. Do you share those concerns at all?
I think our prosecutions have made clear what we think about people who try to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power, which is an essential and fundamental element of our democracy. I quibble about whether we have 1,500 or slightly less than 1,500, but we have way more than 1,400 now prosecutions, and we have a substantial number of convictions. I think that's shown to everybody how seriously we take an effort to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power. The last January 6th, the coming January 6th, and every January 6th after that. I want to make clear to anybody who's thinking about interfering with that, they can see what we've done with respect to the January 6th prosecutions, and the Justice Department will continue to protect our democracy.
Oh, see, but they're protecting our democracy. But see, Tim Walz already gave up the game that you just say that to justify your act of censorship. That was a threat. I don't know if you're confused by that. That was a threat from the Attorney General of the United States threatening to throw anybody in jail for questioning the results of the election. That doesn't send a chill down your spine. I don't know what will.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of the American Journal is on. Open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Again, to sum up the first 2 hours of this show, RFK Jr. makes an incredibly brave choice, admirable choice, to drop out of the race after having been thoroughly screwed over by his own party, the Democrats, has joined forces with Trump. This comes either coinciding with or helping to inspire a wave of Democrats opening their eyes to the reality of their own party and rejecting the ridiculous nonsense they're being force-fed, breaking away and finding that on the right, not only are people honest and upfront, they're kind and friendly and intelligent. And they're nothing like the caricature they've been shown for the past 4 years. Again, doubling down on and re-emphasizing the dishonesty of the media and the way that this deception that they've been embroiled in is so universal in this country, so uniquely focused on destroying freedom for the sake of talking points. It's very interesting to see. And then you know that the backlash to this, the reaction to this, is going to be hysterical and dangerous, especially from the Democrats in power who, up until now, have been able to act largely with impunity on the political stage. And we know that they're going to cheat in the election, and they're going to call you a terrorist for pointing it out. That's what AG Merrick Garland just expressed, bragging about the thousands of people they've sent to prison for interrupting the peaceful transition of power when they protested at the Capitol and the police started firing tear gas into a totally peaceful crowd, starting the spiral of violence that would end in people wandering around the Capitol building without permission for a few hours. This, of course, is being treated as an existential threat, and thousands of people have gone to prison. I just hope that if there is another January 6th, people will have learned their lesson. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be crazy if January 6th happened in the way that they keep saying that it did? Like, people showed up, they were trying to kill Mike Pence. And just a bunch of people with American flags being like, please give us our country back. You know, maybe next time it'll be a million people, coalescing at the Capitol. Maybe this time they really will be armed. Maybe this time it really will be an insurrection. And they really will be out for blood. Wouldn't that put everything in perspective? That's what Jamie Raskin is predicting. Representative Jamie Raskin predicted civil war conditions to come, saying it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. See, they're trying to disqualify him. They're saying if the Supreme Court wants to kick it to Congress, it's going to be up to us on January 6 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs he's disqualified. See, they want to disqualify him and basically, if he wins the election, come out and say, actually, we've decided he's a terrorist because of a vague, inapplicable law from the post-Civil War era. We're going to forcibly keep him out of office. Now it's going to piss off the Trump supporters. Then we're going to call them all terrorists and arrest them all. See, they're planning on doing this. They've got their game plan set either way. If Trump wins the election and it's actually allowed to take place and the accurate results is counted, then they'll withhold intelligence briefings from him. They've said they're going to do that. They're going to attempt to disqualify him through the Congress and basically just reject his election outright. And if Kamala Harris, if Kamala Harris wins, so-called, if they cheat and, you know, convincingly tell everybody that she won through the media, and anybody questions it, they'll call them a terrorist. Again, they're running the playbook over again. I just hope that the Trump supporters have learned their lesson, aren't going to, you know, fall for the same tricks again. There's never going to be another January 6th. That was an opportunity for the Democrats to peacefully resolve this. They've squandered that and instead chosen war. They'll have it.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Lots to discuss on today's episode. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here, which is just tell you the truth. It's just to tell you the truth. And it's funny, I was talking to somebody this weekend about InfoWars. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, I've never been a Republican. I'm not a big Republican guy. And it's like, well, we're not really Republican either in the traditional sense. I mean, Alex Jones sort of first became famous for opposing George Bush in the wars in the Middle East. It's not like a partisan thing for us. It's what is the truth. It's pretty simple. Right now, the Democrats are a choir of liars, and we oppose them for that. And Donald Trump is the real deal. And I don't know how you can watch what's happened over the last year and not recognize that. In fact, a collage went viral over the weekend that I'm happy to say I was probably the second person to post, because this was actually posted in a comment under one of my tweets, and I can't find who the follower is. I did the thing on Twitter where if you right click a picture, you can click post picture, and it usually gives a link to the person who originally posted the picture, so you can like post a video or a picture as if you're the one posting it, but it gives a little credit to the person who originally did. So it's not a retweet, but it's a video post where it links to the original creator. So that's what I did with this picture, you know, because I don't like people who just take pictures down and upload them themselves as if they made them. That was never my intention, but somebody responded to me with this picture. I posted it since then. It's been posted like a million times by a million different people. And I don't understand how you can like see this series of photos and not be a Trump supporter. It's like this series, three photos, just encapsulates the entire reality of the Trump campaign. The first is his mugshot, right? Where he's, and can anybody even remember what he was arrested for? Like, what was that mugshot even for? It wasn't in New York, right? It wasn't for the Stormy Daniels case. It was in like Fulton County for something to do with like, is the case even happening anymore? I think this is the case that got thrown out, right? So like, again, this mugshot, just total evidence of despotism, tyranny. Not a real life criminal being captured by the justice system out to protect the American people. No. It was a, at this point, admittedly falsified claim to attempt to imprison their political opponents. Very simple. That's the first picture. The second picture is, of course, fist in the air, American flag in the background, blood on his face, yelling, fight, fight, fight. And the final picture is RFK Jr. and Trump shaking hands. And it's just like in this one little collage, you can just see for yourself the oppression that he's faced, the threats that he's under, and yet the success that he's having, the coalitions that he's building, the unity that he's inspiring. Somebody commented underneath this picture on my thread just saying, not being a Trump supporter is like cheering for Apollo Creed while you're watching Rocky. And that's such a good way of putting it, because that was the same thing I was thinking. It's like if Trump's the good guy. Trump is the protagonist. Trump is the hero of the story that we're all participating in right now. If you're against him, you're the bad guy. But you're not like a villain. You're not like a main villain. You're just like one of the orcs in Sauron's army. You're one of the goblins being used by Voldemort. You are a thoughtless, shrieking member of the mob that the villain is using to try to destroy the hero. And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. And of course, people going like, but what about Operation Warp Speed? And it's like, you don't get it? You really not get it yet? You really don't understand it? And in that case, you're just like the, I don't know, you're the Easterlings in Lord of the Rings. You're not really the orcs, but you're sort of on the side of the orcs. you know. you're like I don't know, some hobbit that doesn't like how loud Gandalf's fireworks are. So you're like, I don't really care if they win or not. It's like, really? Because if they lose, they're going to burn your house down and enslave your wife and eat your children. So, yeah, I'm sorry that he, you know, didn't do things perfectly. But can you wake up, please, for the love of God? This is our country that we're talking about. They're going to usher in a distorted, deranged, even more dishonest form of communism. You thought communism was bad before? It's Kamala Harris's brand of communism, where instead of a mustachioed supreme leader dictating orders from his castle, it'll be a TikTok video telling you free speech is dead. Don't speak out against us or you'll go to the gulag. Brat energy. Hashtag. We can do it. Yeah, it's worse. It's worse. I don't get how you could possibly, not support Donald Trump at this point. And of course, free speech is a major issue in all of this. And you can see why. Because when people have free speech, they tell the truth sometimes, and that breaks through. And to have these lies continually spread and dictate discourse and the path of the country, you have to have total and complete control. And it's not just Trump that has been shot at and arrested and sued into oblivion. It's not just RFK that has faced the wholesale manipulation of the legal system by his political enemies, attempting to keep him down. It's everybody. It's everybody. If you think about the past 4 years, there is nobody on the right wing who has remained unscathed. Obviously, Alex Jones and InfoWars, we have all been the subject of ridiculous takedown attempts. Kim.com from Mega Upload just got his extradition approved. Elon Musk has been investigated by any governmental authority with any ability to look into any of his businesses, right? They've got the FCC going after X. They've got the SEC going after Tesla. They're investigating him for not hiring enough immigrants, for hiring too many Americans at SpaceX, even though as a national defense contractor, he is required to employ American citizens over foreigners. They're going after him with everything they've got as well. The Tate's obviously arrested in a way that, again, as I explained last week, like, I don't know if they're guilty or not. What I know is that the people accusing them are relentless, despotic liars. So I'm going to assume they're innocent. And this has to do with their free speech activity. And this weekend, a major Rubicon was crossed, I'd have to say, when the French government arrested the CEO of Telegram, Pavel Durov. Has been arrested. His confinement has been extended by France. We don't really know what he's being charged with quite yet. Yeah, Mike Benz has come out saying the U.S. State Department is behind the arrest of the Telegram CEO. But see, everybody's being arrested right now, and it's in full cooperation of every Western government. I don't know if you can put this solely on the back of the U.S. State Department, although they definitely have their hand in it somewhere. But you have to understand, the force that we're up against now, it's not French, it's not American, it's not English, it's not any of these things, and yet it's all these things. It's an international coalition that is working to systematically eliminate any ability for their subjects to speak out against their decisions. And their behavior is egregious, obvious, in your face, and the purpose of it is evident when you compare the severity with which they treat somebody like Durov and Telegram with the lenience that they apply to Facebook, Instagram, and any of the media outlets that have collaborated with the deep state demands of censorship. We'll go to a couple videos here of Durov. Here's him on Tucker Carlson explaining the importance of free speech and how Elon Musk is helping to encourage free speech with X. Let's go to clip 19.
To be fair, you have now Twitter or X.
Yeah.
That seemingly becoming more pro freedom of speech. It's a great development, and things are starting to change, it seems. We love the fact that Elon bought Twitter. We thought it was a great development for a number of reasons. First reason is just innovation. You could see X trying a lot of things. Some of them will turn out to be mistakes. Some of them will work, but at least they're trying to innovate. That's something we didn't have outside of Telegram and a few other companies in this industry for the last 10 years. What X is trying to do is, innovation, trying different things, trying to give power to the creators, trying to get the ecosystem economy going. Those are all exciting things. And I think we need more companies like that. I don't know if it's good for humanity that Elon is spending so much time on Twitter making it better, but it's definitely good for the social media industry.
And this is the thing. You've got these forces working on our side, and they have to be supported and celebrated. Even if they're not perfect, the damage they're doing is irreversible. Right? Elon Musk, not just giving us a platform back, giving Alex's account back, giving me my account back, giving millions of people their accounts back that had been unfairly eliminated. The stuff he's retweeting, the stuff he's responding to, the stuff that he is putting out there. I've said before, there's a reason the phrase is let the cat out of the bag. Like, you can't put it back in again. It's not like you can dishonestly tell somebody the truth, right? You can't expose people to something. You can't raise people's awareness as a trick. It doesn't work that way. If you expose some truth, if you reveal some lie being told by the Democrats, like there's no devious way to do that. I guess you could do it in a way that, like, you're telling a different lie to debunk their lie, but that's not what's happening here. What's happening is he's telling the truth. He's exposing the way that manipulation is carried out. He's exposing, he came out and said that Twitter had been offered a deal by the government that if they just implemented some censorship and some backdoor access and some, data collection for their records, then they'd back off and let things continue at a pace. And they rejected that offer. Telegram obviously rejected that offer as well. And they told you about it. And they told you what was happening. You can't do that in a way that's not legit. Telling people this, opening people's eyes to this, it's done. It's out there. It's over. Right? So, okay, you don't trust the guy fully. That's fine. You cannot claim that the things he's done already are somehow dishonest or have an ulterior motive. He's opened up free speech. People are telling the truth. You can't take that back, and it's done irreversible and irreparable damage to the New World Order's facade of deception that they rely on to carry out their depopulation and slavery agenda. And of course, that's why they hate Telegram as well. Here, clip 30 is Durov, CEO of Telegram, before his arrest, talking to Tucker Carlson about another attempt by U.S. agencies to infiltrate Telegram and install backdoors into their encrypted messaging. Let's watch that.
We get too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the U.S. So to give you an example, last time I was in the U.S., I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, wherever they are called.
The U.S. government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side. And they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right.
And
you're, that's a little surprising to hear. Maybe it's not surprising. It's offensive. You're confident that happened?
Yes. There is no reason for my engineer to make up the stories. Also because I personally experienced similar pressure in the U.S. Whenever I would go to the U.S., I would have two FBI agents greeting me at the airport, asking questions. One time I was having my breakfast at like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house that I was renting. And that was quite surprising. And I thought, you know, we're getting too much attention here. It's probably not the best environment to run.
Why would the, had you committed a crime?
No. They were interested to learn more about Telegram. They knew I, you know, left Russia. They knew what we were doing, but they wanted details. And my understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to, in a way, control Telegram better. I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be in. We want to be focused on what we do, not on government relations of that sort.
Government.
Yeah, so they tried to infiltrate Telegram and install backdoors. Of course, it's probably because he didn't go with their offer in the first place, as X says. You know, this is official post from X. Last month, the European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. The other platforms accepted the deal. X did not. Well, clearly Telegram didn't either. They've tried various ways to infiltrate and disrupt the free flow of information on that platform, which is ironic because the founder, Durov, that you just saw, left Russia in 2014 after he refused to comply with demands to shut down opposition communities on a social media platform called VK that he then sold. He says, I'd rather be free than take orders from anyone, Durov said in April about his exit from Russia and search for a home for his company, which included stints in Berlin, London, Singapore, and San Francisco. After Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Telegram has become the main source of unfiltered, sometimes graphic and misleading content from both sides of the war and the politics surrounding the conflict. The platform has become what some analysts call a virtual battlefield for the war. And former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said that Durov has misjudged by fleeing Russia and thinking he would never have to cooperate with the security services abroad. He has now been arrested. And some are saying he faces potentially 20 years in prison for running a social media site, which would be a warning bell to the likes of Mark Zuckerberg if Mark Zuckerberg didn't know this already and do what was necessary to make sure that he never had to experience this, which really doesn't make any sense because when you look at the reality of the influence and impact and crimes carried out on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram are probably the worst. Facebook, a hotbed of child sex abuse material with 20.3 million reports, far more than pornography sites. Now, he'll never be arrested for that, obviously. What about Mastodon? Majority of content on Twitter competitor Mastodon is child porn, report finds. Leader of Mastodon not being arrested at all. Telegram issued a statement after the arrest of their CEO, saying, quote, it is absurd to claim that a platform or its owner are responsible for abuse of that platform. Telegram abides by EU laws, including the Digital Services Act. Its moderation is within industry standard and constantly improving. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov has nothing to hide and travels frequently in Europe. Almost a billion users globally use Telegram as a means of communication, as a source of vital information. We're awaiting a prompt resolution of this situation. Telegram is with you all. No, but it doesn't matter anymore. You don't have to commit a crime to be arrested. You have to simply oppose them. You have to actually allow for the free flow of information. And again, I wonder how much this has to do with Israel. I really do, because there's been a string of arrests of prominent right-wing dissident activists recently, and it all seems to come immediately after they publicly oppose Israel and or the Jewish people. So you've got Kim.com coming out and saying, hey, this is all Israel's fault. Israel's not good, right? He's the mega uploader, a mega upload founder. And like the next day, his extradition to America was approved. He's still fighting that, but that was the series of events that went on. Andrew Tate, I mean, it was a day one, day two sort of thing. Andrew Tate, who always talks about the Matrix, came out on a podcast or something. I saw the video going around where he says the Matrix is the Jews. The Matrix is Israel. The next day, he's arrested by Romania. And you've got Pavel Durov, who runs Telegram, arrested in France. The day before, you have this article. After Iran steals sensitive Israel data, Israel tries to censor the internet. Anti-Israeli hackers stole trove of sensitive Israeli data and are now publishing gigabytes on Telegram. A few months ago, foreign hackers managed to break into a computer linked to Israel's Justice Ministry. Tens of thousands of classified files and sensitive emails were leaked. Links allowing anyone to download the breached files were published on Telegram, the popular instant messaging app. The next day, the CEO of Telegram is arrested in France on nebulous but extreme charges. As End Wokeness notes, this is a global phenomenon at this point, or at least all across the West. In UK, mass arresting citizens for memes. France arrests the Telegram founder. Ireland tries to ban mean memes. Brazil forces X to flee the country. Australia tries to censor X posts. The EU tries to blackmail Elon Musk. The DOJ jails somebody for a meme. Maduro blocks all access to X. Free speech is under attack all across the globe. Now is the time to fight. If they win, there's no going back. If they win, people won't even know that there was another side in the first place. If they win, that's it for humanity. Okay, so they've arrested the CEO of Telegram. The founder of Rumble fled Europe right after that, knowing that he very well could be next. Founder of Gab, Andrew Torba, is, of course, fighting back against this and warning about the methods that have been used to try to take him down for a very long time. They don't want free expression. They don't want the free flow of information because their worldview and their control is predicated on the lies they tell.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, libido RX, and good night sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But
I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We got your phone calls now. Just recognize that what's happening across the world is that anybody attempting to provide a platform of free speech is coming under the concerted attack. It's coming under concerted attack from governments everywhere. The so-called democracies in Europe are rapidly, you know, dissolving the mask and revealing to everybody they're just as, if not more despotic than the supposed tyrants in Russia. Or anywhere else for that matter. In the same way that RFK Jr.'s campaign was destroyed after attack after attack after attack from a variety of different extremely well-funded organizations orchestrated by the DNC. Constant roadblocks, constant interruptions. In the same way, we have this shadowy, invisible force working worldwide to eliminate free thought, free speech as we know it, and to establish a standard of suppression and, you know, anti-free speech laws the world over. And this all, of course, coincides with the migrant crisis. Basically, they're going to bring in millions of people, and if you question it, you're the bad one. And in fact, before we go out to calls, we'll go to that video here, because never has this idea been expressed more forthrightly and yet insanely. And you have to understand, the UK riot started because of this brutal and horrific and unprecedented in that country attack against girls. Little girls were killed by a Rwandan second-generation immigrant. A dozen stabbed, three murdered in the middle of the day. Since then, you had a mother and daughter stabbed in Leicester Square, one of the prominent tourist traps in the UK. During the riots, you had an African man stabbing police in the UK. Never heard a real big outrage about that. There's a child killed in Spain by a migrant. Massive outrage there, but got totally covered up by the authorities. It was a big scandal. Like, in the month, or less than, in the couple of weeks since the riots in the UK broke out, there have been like a dozen other stabbing attacks in Europe with multiple victims every time. It is a relentless problem. This weekend, a festival of diversity was held in Germany in which a refugee went on a stabbing raid and killed three people. And of course, the authorities are very concerned about the backlash to this. I mean, right-wingers might talk about it online, and that's the real issue. And I think I have a pretty good label for this because I've been needing one for a while. Now, this one applies specifically to Muslims and Islam. I call it Norm's Law. Norm's Law. Norm Macdonald had a famous tweet, a joke that he said, where he basically said, what I'm really concerned about is if ISIS launches a dirty bomb, sets off a dirty bomb in New York City and kills millions of people, be really concerned about the backlash to peaceful Muslims. Like, that would be the number one. So the way I put it is this: Norm's Law is when the proper reaction to a horrific crime, the reaction is itself treated as a bigger threat to safety than the crime itself. Okay? They're more outraged that the far right might be emboldened or empowered by this stabbing than they are about the stabbing itself. They're more concerned with stopping people talking about the stabbing than stopping the stabbing to take place in the future again later. So I call this Norm's Law, but it applies to, we always bring up the transgender issue where it's like the outrage at a girl being raped in the women's bathroom by a transgender man, that's more of a concern to them than the rape. The outrage is worse than the crime. The reaction is to be guarded against greater than the crime itself. This is a madness that is endemic in the West at this point. And here it is on display on Sky News, clip 25. They're very scared that this brutal massacre might empower the far right, who have been telling the truth about this the whole time. And that's very dangerous to them. Let's watch.
When you look at something like this, you just really worry about how it could be used by those on the far right to stir up hatred.
Yes.
To look at this and say, well, here's the justification. This is why this will be jumped on.
It is justification.
The far right to say, well, there's some justification to our cause, and that's concerning. And ISIS is a terrorist organization. This is plainly being treated as a terrorist attack, as it should be, and the police and authorities should be able to do their work and bring the perpetrator, whoever it might be, to justice. But I do, it is concerning, I think, that potentially the way, this could play out. We've seen the rise of the riots in Germany particularly, but also in this country and across Europe as well.
Yasmin, I saw on social media earlier people saying, what did this person look like? Now, were they asking to do a public service so people keep an eye out if they are still at large? Or were they up to no good in asking that question?
No,
were they up to no good in asking that question?
The whole riots thing and how it was instigated. And look, I'm a Muslim.
All right, shut up, lady. Look, they hide the description of these people to benefit their political side. Their political side is, insistent that refugees are definitely worth it despite, all of the crime and collapsing the welfare state and just causing massive inordinate trouble everywhere they go. They are desperate to disguise that fact. And so even though there is a knife man murderer who has killed three people and stabbed several more in a rampage at the diversity festival, they don't tell you what that guy looks like. They hamper the actual discovery of this suspect because they refuse to tell people who he was. Think about that. They're actually putting the entire public at risk to be stabbed by this madman because they won't tell the public what the madman looks like because they're afraid of, you know, contributing to the far right. As if, and again, I was going to, you know, try to come up with some sort of simile for this, some sort of illustrative example of this, but you don't need one. You got people going, you're letting in a bunch of murderers that are going to hurt people. The establishment says, how dare you, you racist, shut your mouth. Then the people that we're warning about get, you know, start stabbing everybody, commit murder, kill a bunch of little kids. We say, see, we told you. And they say, this is terrible because they're just contributing to his, I mean, again, it's like dizzying, right? They say they're contributing to our narrative. No, we're just telling the truth. And they're infuriated that reality reflects what we say. Because remember, hate speech is when reality matches the stereotype. Okay, that's hate speech. Hate is when reality matches the stereotype. So even though the stereotype is Muslims stab people when they're immigrants to Europe, and then that happens, you're the bad one for pointing it out, or for saying it, or for connecting in any way the obvious, overwhelming, egregious, and really difficult to ignore patterns that we see on display constantly. Keir Starmer in Britain says things will get worse before they get better, warning the British public, saying that the government has also taken on a societal black hole. They're like, trust us, we're trying to arrest everyone. It's just going to take a little while. The man who committed the stabbings in Germany surrendered. He, of course, was a refugee. There were other refugees, so-called refugees, not actual refugees, obviously, but he was a Syrian national. He was arrested in a refugee camp, as well as other people who knew he was going to commit the attack prior and did nothing to stop him and probably encouraged him. The response from the UK, Labour to disperse more asylum seekers around the UK. So their reaction to this is to prepare the use of large military sites to house asylum seekers and will instead scatter migrants around the country to cut pressure on social services. Oh, you're noticing that the far right is correct and that Muslims and so-called asylum seekers are coming with the deliberate, you know, like well-advertised intention of killing white Europeans. Well, they'll be down the street from you now. That's their response.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of The American Journal. We'll go directly out to your phone calls. Covered a lot. There's so much more to cover. You know, definitely stay tuned for Alex Jones. He's going to get into a lot of what I haven't had time to get into today, including something that went viral just while we're on air, showing Tim Walz in two different pictures going, "I loved the park with my dog Scout," and it's just clearly two different dogs. But he calls them Scout in both of them. Dude's weird. Dude's very weird, and there's something going on there. Hardly even touched on the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah that continues to spiral out of control. There's so much more to talk about. Thank goodness we have all week to do it, and I hope that you can support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go out to your calls. Thank you for holding. Thanks for calling in. Dave in Arizona, you say be prepared for a steal. Mentally, I'm there, Dave. I understand. They are going to attempt to steal the election. What is your thoughts on this, Dave? You're on the air.
Thanks for all your work, Brother Harrison. So I sent you some photos. I'm not on Twix. They won't let me back on. I was called on J8. I shared them with Chase yesterday, so I sent them to your email, hsmith at InfoWars. I hope it is. I use the same convention.
It's not, but that's fine.
Chase told me.
That's right. What are the pictures?
Anyways, so it's when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joined President Trump. It's their handshake with the fireworks from the mm-hmm. floor to the ceiling. I had great seats because I helped set up all day Thursday. I was right behind the president. They wanted my big pink shirt, sleeveless pink shirt behind the president when they did the shots. And then the embrace, where President Trump puts his arm on the back of, RFK Jr. And then the handshake, not with the fireworks, the one later on when he came up to the podium.
Wow. So you got some exclusive photos, you're saying?
Sir, yes, sir. Yeah. And I took a video. It's like 47 seconds long. I posted it on Getter. Again, I'm not on Twix, where it shows the rafters completely full. I'm in a unique position here in Glendale, Arizona. I went to Kamala Harris's event on the 9th, 2 weeks before this, and there were tops only 11,000 people. I have pictures of all of that, too, because they screened off the top. And I think that they're going to try to steal it, but we're in a great position. I know that you probably know about the persistent Scott Bressler and the work that Charlie Kirk is doing to register more people to vote. I did the same thing back in 2020. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to override the algorithm. If we can get 60% of registered voters to vote vote, whenever they vote, early, day of, mail-in, however they want to do it. Based on Seth Kessel, and I'm a stats guy too, they can't pull enough names off of the registration to flip the whole metric. And that's mm-hmm. what we're trying to do. And I love what you guys are doing. And I think the world is ready to wake up. Something I've been pressing on the last 6 months is we need to reclaim our language. Like all these people talk about child sex trafficking. Let's call it what it is. It's rape, right? Mm-hmm. How does a 12-year-old consent? And for that matter, there might be a 30-year-old that comes across the border with $30,000 in debts for getting smuggled up from Costa Rica. They're being raped as well because they can't withhold their consent, right? So let's take back our language.
You're exactly
let's
right, it, and it's all it about the language that they use. I so appreciate your call, Dave. This is really a great call. I do want to get to others because it's my fault for waiting this long to take the calls, but I so appreciate it, and I'll ask Chase about getting those photos. I want to see those. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and I would love to talk to you again, Dave, sometime soon. Let's go to Brad in Oklahoma on line 7 about RFK Jr. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the air.
Well, I want to say the last caller about reclaiming our language, I've been saying that for a long time. I think that's really important. Stop using their soft words for stuff. But about the JFK, I was almost brought to tears. I felt like all my dreams were being answered.
During his speech, you mean?
That was probably the first rabbit hole I went down was GMO. And I have been an avid, as a matter of fact, when Trump first mentioned Operation Warp Speed, I was like, no, because that was the first rabbit hole. And I was telling people, no, it's actually why I don't have a Facebook.
Right.
But yeah, I was really impressed. And I want to see a shirt out of you guys that has the Trump 2024 logo on it. Okay. Like on the left breast. But under it, I want a cut line that says, let's do it for the children, because I think that's really strong.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I was
the same way. And that's what I was sort of saying at the beginning of the show, that, you know, RFK, even though he's got this handicap of his voice, it's like the speech he gave. I was the same way. I almost moved to tears. He so eloquently expressed, you know, the hard work that they'd put in and the you know, the beauty of American democracy at work, and then the way it's destroyed by the shadowy force. It really was an incredible thing. Right. And if you haven't watched the whole thing, I encourage you to do so. Brad in Oklahoma, thank you so much. No, of course. Yeah, of course. But anybody else out there listening, if you haven't. And, you know, I've been a fan of RFK Jr. since I read The Real Anthony Fauci, right in the heart of COVID, probably either in late 2020 or early 2021. I was blown away by his encyclopedic knowledge of the way our health system has been thoroughly and purposefully destroyed by not just Anthony Fauci, but he sits on the top of a giant bureaucracy with that intended purpose, you know, in mind and in action. So absolutely incredible. I'm so happy that RFK made this switch. In fact, let's go to Toby in Indiana, who has another comment about this. Go ahead, Toby. What are your thoughts about the RFK joining Trump?
Morning, Harrison. I've seen a lot of clips over the last few days, and since he made the speech, and I listened to that speech 3 times because it was so moving, and I wanted to make sure that I had everything in fact.
Yeah.
And the very fact that the mainstream media has clipped it and clipped it and clipped it and only put out just a few little things here and there, this prima facie is evidence that he's telling the truth. And I don't want anybody to gloat. I've seen several videos where people are gloating about, you know, hey, yeah, you know, kind of rubbing it in, the RFK is joining us. Well, that's not the way to approach this. We need to open our arms and let everybody know, see, we weren't lying.
Yep.
We the 100%. People need to come together. We need to come together, and this is a monumental step forward.
100% could not agree with you more, and hopefully that's what came across here, not gloating, but just like happy that people are finally waking up to this. And again, not knowing whether RFK Jr.'s transition into being a Republican is inspiring more people or whether it's just in line with and coinciding with a bunch of people leaving the Democratic Party, but a giant shift is happening, and people are going to realize that we're not the bad guys that we're made out to be. And I'm very excited for people to learn that and wake up to that. And I'm sorry that they're going to have to become enemies with their former friends, but it's because your friends are, consumed by demons. So sorry, you gotta you got to be their enemy now. It's nobody wants it, but they've decided it should be that way. So we just have to deal with it. Thank you for the call, Toby. I want to go to Mr. Process in Wisconsin now because you have a comment about the Shroud of Turin. I mentioned this last week. The Shroud of Turin is real. It has been proven to be real over and over again. What's your take on this, Mr. Process?
Hey, Harrison, how are you doing this Monday? Yeah, I thought it was really interesting that it was proven real. I thought it was real before. And I thought it in line with Revelation, like radical blood. What if we used blood from it to clone Jesus, and that's how he comes back, second coming of Christ, or multiple Jesuses, like we could do a million Jesuses, or use genetic material, genetic sequencing to improve ourselves and make us literally mRNA, using mRNA tech, closer and more like Jesus. What do you think?
Interesting. Well, I just don't think any biological material would have survived that long. So I don't think, cloning is possible. But yeah, the Shroud is absolutely real. Again, I encourage people to go down the rabbit hole. Go research the Shroud of Turin. This is not the first time it has been proven to be real. Like, there's just another layer of evidence. And the crew just brought up a story saying, you know, more people are demanding another reanalysis of the Shroud of Turin. They don't want it to be real. And these people will fake the results like that. That's how desperate they are. Even if they're given like absolute proof that not only was Jesus real, but he died and rose from the dead. Like, that is what the Shroud proves. It's crazy. Look into it. They would, even if you showed them that proof, they would rather pay and cheat to get that proof destroyed than change their own mind and accept the implications of what the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin really means. It is an incredible artifact. I'm scared that they're going to destroy it. That's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that they've come out saying this, it absolutely is real. And instead of just going, all right, it's just some cheesy relic like everybody. Oh, sure, everybody's got the hand of St. Mark in their church. Like, all these relics are nonsense. Now that it's been proven scientifically, I'm very worried they're going to try to destroy it. And they may, you know, blame it on Muslims by just blowing up, you know, where it's being held. But, I don't know. If I could contribute to however much it costs to make sure the Shroud of Turin is protected forever, I would do it. And I hope people in charge of it recognize what a dangerous thing they have in their hands, the proof of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds. Go nowhere.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.